Yerushalmi Kelaim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Pei Beis. We begin Yerushalmi and Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Ha'anas shezoras hakerem v'yatsa melefonav koitzei afilu b'mayed. If an anas, who is one who takes the land by force, planted seeds in a stolen vineyard and it then left him as the rightful owner retrieved it, the owner may cut it down even on chol ha'moed. Haktamu noisen l'fayalim ad shlish yoyse mikan koitzei kadakoi v'hoylech afilu la'acha ha'moed. Up until how much should he pay the workers to do this during Chol HaMoed? Up until a third more than the regular wage. If they want more than that, he should cut it himself, even if he must finish it after the Moed. From what stage is one called an Anas, that is planting can prohibit? From when the owner's name has sunk and means been forgotten as the rightful owner. The Gemara says, Rabbi Abba bar Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kini masnisa muta l'koitzer afilu b'mayed. But Abba bar Yaakov, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the Mishnah means that it's permitted to reap even during Chol HaMoed in order to prevent Ma'asayin, that people might think that he's allowing Kelaim to grow. At Kamu Noisen, Lefoyalim, Ad Shlish. The Mishnah is taught now, up until how much should he pay the workers to do this on Chol HaMoed? Up until a third. Rav Huna, Rav Sheshis Chad Amar Shlish L'Sechar, V'Choron Amar Shlish L'Domim. Rav Huna and Rav Sheshis disagreed. One said that he must add even a third to the regular wage. The other said he until even a third of the value of the vineyard. The Mishnah taught, from what stage is one called an Anas that his planting can prohibit? From when the owner's name has sunk and been forgotten as the rightful owner. Rav Acha said that from when the owner's name has sunk but not, that the owner did not give up hope of it being returned, it's still considered a Torah prohibition. If the owner gave up hope, but his name is not sunk, then it's a rabbinic prohibition. Can land be stolen? Rabbi Allah says, no, even though it cannot, but it can be acquired rabbinically through the owner giving up hope. And we come to the next Mishnah. Haruch she'il Allah esagafonim al gabitura yigdo miyadim ira oines muta. If the wind blew vine branches so that they hang over standing grain, one should immediately cut them off. If he was unable, they remain permitted. If standing grain is bending underneath a vine, and similarly in the case of vegetables, one should turn them back, and even if he did not, they do not prohibit. From when do grains become prohibited? From when they grew a third of their size, and as for grapes, from when they become the size of white beans. Grain that has completely dried out and grapes that have completely ripened do not become prohibited. The Gemara says the Mishnah taught about standing grain that is bending underneath the vine, and similarly in the case of vegetables. According to Ben Azai, he should cut whatever bends underneath the vine. Ashkach Tanu Rikiva Amar Yachzir Ben Azai Omer Yisaper, and we have a support from the Baiser. Rikiva says that he should turn them back. Ben Azai says he should cut them. Meimus Miskadeshes Mishitashlish Iftanai Tani Mishitashrish. Mandatani Mishitashlish, should say, Messiah Levi Yochanan. Mandatani Mishitashlish, should say, Messiah Levi Hoshia. So now, the Mishnah taught, when does grain become prohibited? From when they grew a third? Some teach that the text should be from when the roots spread in the ground. The text of when the roots spread supports Levi Yochanan, who had earlier said in the fifth paragraph that the prohibition is upon taking root. And the text of from when they grew a third supports Levi Hoshia, who said there that it's when it grew one third. The Mishnah taught that as for grapes, it's when they become the size of white beans. Ruchananya, son of Rabbi Hillel, said that the law that grains become prohibited when they grew a third and grapes when they become like white beans is learned from the Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Tes, you shall not sow your vineyard with kilayim, lest the increase, ha-meleah, even the seeds that you sow. And the product, where it says utvuas, of the vineyard becomes prohibited. Produce is only referred to as hameleah when it has grown one third, and grapes are only referred to as truas akerem when they've reached the size of a third, the size of white beans. Kinim asnisen enan miskadchois. The Mishnah taught that grain that has completely dried out and grapes that have completely ripened do not become prohibited. The reason is that once they are fully developed, they will not add 1/200th to prohibit.